Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located in Merced, California. How is everybody doing today? I hope you're doing great, and I really appreciate you tuning in today to my informative podcast. And today's podcast is for lenders specifically, and it's called Lenders Q&A, or Questions and Answers, for Lending on HUD Homes. This is a topic that I get a lot of calls and questions on, and so I thought it would be a great time to put this podcast together so that you can listen to it live or go back and listen to it as a lender just to brush up on your skills for HUD homes, or should a HUD home come across your desk to be financed. So I just kind of want to jump right in and get straight to the point here. So lending on HUD homes. So again, first, I always like to talk about what is a HUD home. So a HUD home is a property that has gone into mortgage default with the loan that is insured by the Federal Housing Administration. And this is referred to a HUD home. When this occurs, the lender takes possession of the property and conveys the ownership to HUD. HUD then sells their home through their asset management company, such as BOV Resources. It can be a single-family home, a townhome, a condominium, a mobile home, or multifamily attached up to 4 units. Okay, any one of those can be a HUD home. As far as how that affects you as a lender, when a buyer has gotten their offer accepted, then of course the lending process begins. And the time frames start when we get the executed contract back on the HUD home from BOV Resources here in California. So we get a lot of questions as far as how can we finance a HUD home. Well, just depending on overall property condition, HUD will assign an insurability to that property. Most HUD homes will qualify for FHA financing, FHA financing with an escrow holdback, FHA 203k financing, conventional, and of course, cash. So again, just depending on the overall condition. The one really important thing to remember with HUD homes from a buyer's point of view and a lender's point of view is all HUD homes are sold in as condition without any warranties. So HUD will not make any representations, warranties, or anything regarding the condition of the property, and they will not make any repairs to the property. Since the new owner will be responsible for making the repairs, okay, we obviously urge every buyer to get a professional home inspection. No repairs can be done, and nobody can move in early to the property either, okay? HUD will allow gift funds from the buyer in order to purchase the property. HUD will pay up to 3% closing costs for an owner-occupied purchaser's closing costs, but it must be negotiated in the bid and the contract. So we can't get halfway through the contract and then find out that the buyer needs closing costs. So we need to know that upfront, so we can put it in with our offer, okay, and try to get that for the buyer. HUD will automatically pay the proration of property taxes and any special assessments such as HOA or utility bills. HUD will also pay for recording fees and charges for the deed. HUD will also pay for a document fee, but they will not pay for a lender's certification. All other title and escrow fees are to be the responsibility of the buyer. So that's really important because that can be different than a lot of other transactions that we do. So it's really important to know that up front so that we can make sure that the buyer has the adequate funds, number one, that the lender is aware of that, number two, so we make sure we draw up the CD and everything correctly, and number three, and we need to know that in case that would make the decision of whether or not we need to ask for closing costs up front and negotiate it in that offer. Okay, so for closing, HUD expects us to give a timely closing, and our days start from when we get the executed contract back. So they typically will allow 30 days for an investor buying with any type of financing or cash, 45 days for owner-occupants using FHA repair or FHA or conventional financing, 60 days for owner-occupants using 203K. Okay, we can get an extension on an owner-occupant purchase, but we have to have conditional loan approval. our commitment, excuse me, signed by the underwriter. Okay, so we don't want to get in the habit of automatically issuing extensions. We have to make sure the deal is really solid before we can go to BOB and ask for an extension. Okay, again, HUD has a strict as-is policy. No repairs can be done on the property. HUD will no longer provide a copy of the appraisal, so a buyer will need to get their own appraisal on the property just like they would when they're purchasing any other property out there. When the appraisal is done, the appraiser calls out MPR repairs, things that are affect the safety, security, or soundness of the property. And if the buyer is utilizing FHA financing, we can still proceed without fixing anything. We have to set up an escrow holdback. And the way that would work is once the appraisal comes in and identifies the items for the MPRs or the repairs, conditions that the lender would like addressed, we then, as an agent, speak with the buyer and we get a contractor bid for those items. It can be a contractor of the buyer's choice. And then we set up the escrow holdback. It's a buyer-paid escrow holdback. It's not a seller-paid escrow holdback. It's not a seller credit to the buyer for repairs. It's a buyer-paid escrow holdback. The buyer can finance it in with their loan, or the buyer can bring the funds in as additional funds. Typically, they're required to hold an extra 10%. As an overage, just in case the repairs turn out to be a little bit more. So, we can finance or proceed with an escrow holdback with repairs up to $10,000. $10,000 is the repair limit. So, the overage would be 10% on that example, which would be $11,000. Okay, that is the maximum that we can do an escrow holdback with. If the repairs are more than $10,000 repair cost, the buyer has the option to switch to FHA 203K financing. And FHA 203K financing is a rehab loan for owner-occupants. Okay, so that's a good option as well. Remember, the repairs cannot be done prior to the close of escrow. We would set up the escrow holdback. We would close the transaction. The buyer would have the contractor come back and make the repairs. Once the repairs are completed, we notify the lender. The lender sends the appraiser back out to check the repairs. Then the lender releases the funds to the contractor once the repairs are done in a satisfactory manner. So it's a pretty straightforward process. Sometimes what will happen, in addition to what's on the appraisal, the underwriter may require certain repairs to be completed prior to close of escrow. So again, HUD homes are sold as is. No repairs can be done at the time, anytime prior to close of escrow. If the transaction cannot close due to this, then we need to cancel the transaction. Okay, so we would submit a cancellation request along with a lender denial letter supporting its documentation. Okay, so again, no repairs prior to close of escrow. This is another question that comes up quite a bit here. The underwriter is requiring the pool to be filled and tested prior to close of escrow. Can we complete this? And the answer is no. Pools are not to be filled at any time. HUD REO properties do not require pools to be filled, which differs from the front-end FHA transaction. Pools are also not required to be covered as long as there's a secure fence surrounding the backyard. The HUD directive states that the lender is to obtain an as-is statement from the buyer accepting the pool in as-is condition. If the underwriter will not accept this method, the transaction must be canceled. Okay? If BOB Resources discovers that a pool has been filled, it would be grounds for cancellation of the transaction. So they take that very seriously. You cannot fill a pool and get it up and running. You may have a pool inspection and address those as need be, but you cannot fill the pool or do any repairs to the pool. Okay. Next question. When utilizing 203B repair escrow financing, is money held by the lender or is the closing agent sending a check to the lender to hold for the buyer. The lender is creating the escrow holdback. No money is held in escrow or by the title company. The lender is creating the escrow holdback, so the lender will hold back the funds. If an offer accepted with FHA 2 or 3B financing and the repairs go over $10,000, can the buyer change to FHA 203K? Yes, they may. We just have to fill out a form called change of financing type, and then we have to show the 203K approval as well. If the buyer is getting an FHA loan, HUD will provide a termite inspection on the property. Okay, they will address any termites on the property, but they will not do a blanket Section 1 repair. Okay, so they will address active infestation. If a termite inspection is required, it must be completed prior to close of escrow. The inspection cannot be included in the escrow holdback. However, any unresolved items after active infestation has been cleared may be included in the escrow holdback. And we have seen that. We have seen the termites be treated than any other section work or any other work on there that the lender is requiring be set up as part of the escrow holdback. That is not uncommon. What do we do regarding lead-based paint? That's another question that comes up quite a bit on these HUD homes if the property is built prior to 1978. So a lead-based paint inspection will be provided by HUD if the buyer is getting FHA financing. Okay, so they will provide that inspection if it's 203B, 203B repair escrow, or 203K financing. Okay. If the buyer is getting conventional financing or non-FHA or paying cash, then HUD will not provide the lead-based paint inspection. If it reveals the lead-based paint is present and needs to be stabilized, HUD will pay up to $4,000 for stabilization. If the stabilization is over $4,000, we have a couple of options. The buyer has a couple of options. Number one, cancel the transaction, and the buyer will get a full refund back. Number two, proceed with 203K financing and include the stabilization costs in the rehab. Please note that if a purchaser is using 203K financing and the cost exceeds $4,000, HUD will credit $4,000 to the buyer at closing. Please note that both the purchaser and the lender will be required to sign a form which incorporates the lead-based paint stabilization plan into the 203K repair. I have seen this as well, where someone's doing 203K and they have to finance in as part of the 203K into the rehab. Okay? I have seen that before as well. And the last question that comes up regarding lenders that is different on a regular transaction is regarding condos. We don't have a lot of condos in my area, but I know a lot of other areas do. So it does come up every once in a while. I'm sure it comes up more in other areas. So for lenders, the condo is not on the list of the condo is not on the approved list, even though BOB Resources listed as insured. How is that possible? And the answer is per mortgagee letter 09-19, HUD REO condos no longer require approval to get FHA financing. And then that second question is, how do we proceed if the occupancy rate is below 51% owner occupied? Since the condo no longer requires approval, the occupancy rate does not matter. The condo may still use FHA financing. Just some final other questions that come up in the actual closing process. Who is responsible for approving the final HUD settlement statement? BOB Resources is responsible for that. The title company will send that information over to BOB directly, and then they'll get it back signed and approved or make any changes that need to be done, okay? If the buyer has to change lenders mid-transaction, we have to notify BOB Resources Closing Department as soon as possible so they can stay in touch with the current lender, and as well as the agent can make sure that that current lender has everything that they need. So, again, that concludes our podcast today or our broadcast today for Lending Q&A. I hope you enjoyed this, and thank you for tuning in live, and thank you for listening to this back and replay as well. I hope everybody has a great and productive day.